Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue.
Welcome to everybody, Blog Talk Radio, all across the country, Mad Dads worldwide. Want to say good afternoon to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, and of course the headquarters of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about the importance of leadership and what we do with leadership and how we respond and how do you develop yourself to become a good leader. We want to talk about that, so I want you to call in. Liz Porter, how you doing? And Catherine Murphy, we're live on Facebook also, too, on VJ Smith. And I want people to call in and talk about leadership, or you can comment on Facebook, and I will look at your comments. I will talk about them. Our number to call in is 347-215-9262. I got two books that I think are important when it comes to leadership. One book is this book. It's called Satan, I'm Taking Back My Health by Dr. Jawanza. Satan, I'm Taking Back My Health. If anybody knows me and knows about me, you know health is an important thing to me. I had an opportunity to deal with my health. I was dealing with diabetes, and it's a terrible thing. And diabetes is something that I don't wish on anybody. And one of the things I know about diabetes is that if you don't take care of it, it will destroy you. Damien, how you doing, brother? I look forward to seeing you come back to the office soon. And everybody on Facebook, thank you very much. Angela Ward, how you doing? The other book is Better Than Good, Zig Ziglar. When it comes to leadership, and I want to talk about two of these books, we have another book that my brother Jason, CEO Muhammad, which is called The Elephant. And it's really a good book. I didn't bring that one because he's not going to be on the show today. He was unable to be on. And it's going to be a wonderful, absolutely marvelous topic for us when we bring him on. Regina, how you doing? Now, Regina Walker said that leadership is being a servant leader. Regina, I would really like for you, if you could you call in at 347-215-9262 and talk a bit about leadership. I'd love to hear you talk about being a servant, because so many people feel like they have to get paid for everything they do, that it takes money for everything they do. I'm going to go into Satan, I'm Taking Back My Health, and I'm going to cover some things that I think are very important that we should be thinking about. Now, number one, you are what you eat. In other words, Cheetos, Fritos, gyros, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. If that's all you eat, then that's what happens. And you are what you don't eliminate. Now think about that. You are what you don't eliminate. Margarita, how you doing? She is running for 61B, I think. Margarita, I would love for you to call in and talk about your run for office at 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. I would love for you to talk about what you're doing and how, you know, when I first met you, I was really amazed. You were doing dynamic things as a leader. And if she gets a chance to call in, I'd love to have her call in and just really talk about her role as a leader and her goal in the politics, because she's into the world of politics. Vanessa Love, thank you for being on. You are what you do not eliminate. In other words, what you don't get out of your body and what stays in your body, such as cigarettes, alcohol, cocaine, heroin, the opioids, those things that stay in your body that actually had an opportunity to do a purification with the Church of Scientology. And I spent 30 days purifying my body and getting it cleansed out, and that was a lot of work. But you know what? It really made a difference in my life and really helped me a lot. So I want to thank all the folks over at the Church of Scientology for allowing me to get a special grant that allowed me to do that. I really appreciate it. You know, I want to say hello to Nadia. How you doing, Nadia? The other thing is, you are what you drink. So many people say, I don't like water. I don't drink water. In leadership, man, we got to take care of our bodies, and so water has got to be important. You know, I think it's like 80% of your body is water, or whatever that percentage is, or a large percentage, so it's important that you drink water. Man does not die from guns. He kills himself at the kitchen table with his knife. Now, that's pretty. These are anecdotes that do you live to eat or do you eat to live? Think about it. When you order something, and I find it hard. I'm addicted. I'm a junkie. I'm a French fry junkie. Just know that. So I love French fries. And you know what? I won't eat them if they're hard because I don't want to put that stuff in my system. A French fry has got to be to perfection. If it's not to perfection, I won't do it. Refined sugar is killing the human race. And we put sugar. I watch people put tons of sugar in their coffee, in their tea, and then they drink four or five Pepsis. All that sugar is killing you. So what does God say? Let's talk about a little bit about what does God say. In Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. So God has given us free will, and Satan is real, and a sequential chapter will talk about the role of Satan and the impact that he has on our health. And God has given us an option. We live in this world of blessings and curses. We live in a world where there's good and there's evil. We live in a world where there is healthy and harmful food, and God wants us to choose life. In John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. And I have come that they may have life, and they may have life more abundantly. So when you think about your life, and you think about what you do in your life, and you think about how you respond in your life. Oh, say the number slowly. Regina, I'm going to say that. 347-215-9262. I'm going to say the number again for our call-in. 347-215-9262. These scriptures that we talk about, you know, when you say leadership, what does food and taking care of your body have to do with leadership? I noticed something that's really important. A lot of people that I know are leaders, Liz Porter has something to say. Liz, too many people in the body of Christ are sick with diseases, and I'm glad you're talking about this. Thank you. Liz, thank you. I think it's important that, you know, we say we pray and we say we want the Lord to help us and thank you, Jesus. And then we go fry some chicken. We fry some chicken and then we take the greens and we overcook them. And then we get some sweet potatoes and we put a ton of sugar on there. And then we get some cornbread and we put a ton of sugar in there. And then we get the macaroni and cheese, and we put, there's a ton of cholesterol in there, and then we say, we've had a good meal. Now, it's okay. I love all that stuff. So, hey, if you try to fix me any of that, I'm going to say, make it for me because I want some. But let me say this, though. I can't eat that every day. It's not something that I can eat every day. Because if I eat it every day, what it's going to do is it's going to destroy my body and my system. Excuse me, you guys. Facebook is calling because my phone rings and Facebook goes down. So it's not that we have a glitch or anything like that. And I want to thank everybody that's on Facebook and watching this show. And I want to once again invite people to call in. That number, and I'll say it slow like you asked me to, 347-215-9262. So we noticed, Jeff Bird, how you doing? We notice that food becomes a major part of the day and often takes us away from God. Many of us eat so much that we are not convinced that we can skip one meal. and not be completely overwhelmed by hunger pains. And I found out something that usually when you think you're hungry, you're not hungry. You're just thirsty. You're not even hungry. And so I think it's important to realize that just when you think that you are hungry, you're not. You're not. You're just thirsty. So get some water, calm down, and take care of yourself. That's one of the things, man. I've got a jug of water over there. Sit down here, brother. I got a brother in here. I want him to talk a little bit. How you doing, brother? We're on Facebook Live. You're sweating like you worked hard over here. Now, this is important because we're talking about leadership and we're talking about health. I've been knowing this brother for a very long time. He's in my office. He comes in because I support him. But a couple of things when we're talking about leadership and health, we know that, you know, alcohol is not good for you. We know that drugs are not good for you. And we know that when you deprive yourself of sleep, it's not good for you. You're a good brother, man. And I want you to be able to help somebody else. Cigarettes ain't good for you. You still smoking?
Nope, I quit cigarettes.
When'd you quit?
About 2.5 years ago.
Tell everybody your name.
Freddie Harris.
It's Freddie Harris. I got Freddie Harris here. He's in the office. I want to say Mr. Ellison, our 5th Ward City Council person, is on just watching a little bit. I know you're busy. I just want to say thank you for your hard work. If there's anything we can do for you, Mad Dads can do for you, let us know. We'd be glad to help you. You've had some health problems, right?
Still got
What were they? What are some of your challenges?
I got cancer, and I had a stroke, but I beat my stroke.
Okay, do you think any of that is related to alcohol?
Yep.
Okay, so what could you say to some people out here that think it's okay to drink? And I think it is socially, you know, ever drink it every now and then. But what could you say to people that like to drink?
Only thing I can say is through my experience is that I like to drink, but I never paid attention to my body. I had a lot of warnings. Overlooked it until it got so far that I had a stroke. So I don't drink as usual like I do. I don't slow down a whole lot. Because now it seems like whatever I do, it's not fun anymore. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I think that's important because we were just talking about, that's what we were talking about. I got a caller, and we're going to go right to our caller at 0397. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hey, VJ, this is Regina Walker. Finally got you. And you were asking me, I had typed about leadership being having a servant leader attitude.
Yes, ma'am.
And what I meant by that is that I learned in church, which helped me in my professional life, that even though I'm getting paid to do this job, I have to go into it with the attitude of, even if I didn't get paid, would I enjoy this job? And that it's not for me, but it's for the people that I'm serving. And so my mentality was, I worked in public housing as a property manager. And I seen so many needs for the people, so I developed different needs, like a program that helped people understand that when you leave the inner city and you come into a suburb environment, that it's different. These are homeowners. Not rental properties. So you must learn a different, you have to have a different mindset. And so you can have these same things. I wanted to plant that seed in their minds that if no one never told you that you could not own a home, I'm letting you know that you can do this one day. And so,
well,
they would say, Miss Regina, you can do this. I taught them how to start a savings account and a checking account. I said, why are you running to the nearest store to buy money orders. I said, you're wasting money. I said, every night, take a can, Arizona, whatever, dump your purse, put that change in it. Each week, whatever you got saved in that can, take it to the bank or credit union. Don't touch
it. That's right. You know, one of the things, just you speaking on that, before you speak on that, Billy Hawkins came on and he said, the body is the temple of the living God, and it shouldn't be defiled by any means. It should be holy and used for God's glory. Absolutely. And we don't do that because there's so much food out there. You can get a $2 Happy Meal, or you can get a $2, two burgers for whatever for $2. And if you go to the co-op, it's going to take you $15, $20 to eat a real meal because it's so expensive
right.
to eat good. And that the good thing about that is your body is worth the money. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
though, the income that we have doesn't always supplement that. So if you're poverty stricken, a Happy Meal and a Big Mac and a three burgers for $4, and you got two kids, you have to do that versus getting you some fresh organic corn. And that you can't do it. But I want to go back to what you were saying. You only have so much time in your life. And if many of us would every month we'd put $300-$400 away just for when we became 60, 70 years old, many of us would have $500,000.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. But we want the best shoes. We want alligator shoes. We want to drink the best liquor. We want our cars to have the best wheels. And we want to wear the best clothes. But at the end of the month, there's no more money. Mm.
And it's because we've not been taught. An American home, low-income home, I will say, not all, but I would say 75% have not been taught how to save money, balance a checkbook, most importantly, buy life insurance and create a will, a living will even. Those were the things that I felt were important, and I planted those seeds. I taught that. I would come once a month and work with Bishop Howell's mother and sister when she worked with center. It's not there anymore, I don't think. But I felt the important need to teach how to be a successful renter is what I called it. Because success comes from knowing these tools. Now, even though I got sick, I still wanted to give back because God gave me these gifts. I do not have a degree. People made the assumption I did, but no, God gave me these gifts. So I felt the need to share with people because I want them to succeed in life. And let me tell you, God opened many doors for me to pass my knowledge on until this day. I'm 57, I'm retired, and I'm living good because I've blessed other people, I paid my tithe, and I gave my knowledge freely. I have been a servant leader all my life.
That's interesting. I want to make a statement here that I want to make a statement that I want to hear what you have to say about this statement.
Okay.
Zig Ziglar said this. He said, failure is one of life's greatest teachers, and as long as we are not crushed by it, and as long as we learn from it, I like to divide the world into two camps, learners and non-learners. When the learners do something that is not wise and failure is the result, they don't do it again. They learn the lesson, and when they do something that works, they take note and try to repeat it. In other words, they don't treat life like a tunnel, a tube that never gets narrowed. They treat life like they're heading into a funnel. And as they exclude choices and actions, they don't work. They are continually narrowing the range of options. They're throwing out the stupid and keeping the stupendous. Eventually, they hit their stride as peak performers because they don't do stuff that don't work. The real question in life is not whether you are a success or failure, but whether you are a learner or a non-learner. And here are some of the best lessons to learn from failure. Failure teaches us to depend on God. Failure teaches us humility. Failure teaches us that we cannot always get what we want. And failure teaches us to make a correction in our course of action. Failure teaches us character. And failure teaches us perseverance. And failure teaches us that we can strive. Give me your thoughts on that. I think that that's, you know, people thought like that. When they failed, they wouldn't get so depressed and upset, but they would get motivated.
You know, that's powerful. And I'm going to tell you where he gets, that person gets that from the Bible. Because it says that we get wisdom, we get from, I can't remember the scripture, but we do get, it's not really failure, but in Proverbs, it talks about this. And I believe that when you fail, you need someone to lift you up so that you understand what you've done. You don't need a hand out. You need someone to lift you up and walk with you through this journey. And that is where we sometimes don't have, is someone to walk with us. Because
absolutely,
if you don't, you will continue that vicious cycle until you learn that lesson. Because in the Bible, it shows that you're supposed to gain wisdom. You got to get an understanding. And you get that understanding, then you gain that wisdom. So it takes that trial and error. But you got to have someone usually walking with you. Like the disciples, they had someone to show them the way. Look
absolutely
at, you can look at Paul. I mean, Paul, David, okay, made a lot of errors, but there was forgiveness, sincerity, repentance, sincerity, and saying, hey, I need help. I need, really, help me to understand where I went wrong at. Okay, I'm weak in this area. Help me. And God would send someone to help them to understand. This is where you went wrong at. Get it together.
Tell everybody your name again and what you do and if you got a website or how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. I'm Regina Walker. I am now retired, and I don't have a website. I don't have anything. I'm just sharing my knowledge. That's all I'm doing.
Well, you know, what did you retire
and
from?
And I did put a volunteer. I did put in a thing to volunteer for you, VJ.
Well, if you put in a thing to volunteer for me, Regina, I need to talk to you. I need you to come to the mm-hmm. office, and,
okay.
and I need you to inbox me a number. I need to see you right away, okay? I've got somebody.
Yes, sir.
I want you to help me do something real important, okay? I got a assignment
okay.
for you, all right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen,
yes, sir. Okay, honey.
What did you retire from? What kind of work did you do?
Okay. property management, but I've also done public speaking, you name it, sat on public boards, board of directors. I can do a lot. I'm very versatile.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you be a part of the team. I'm glad you called in. I'm going to read one more thing to you because this is going to be powerful. It's from Zig Ziglar again. He said, the sooner you get started pursuing your passion, the sooner you will fail. The sooner you fail, the sooner you'll learn what to do and what not to do. And the sooner you learn what to do, the sooner you will start doing it again and again. It would be hard to find two men who were as different as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Washington was an aristocrat, aloof, formal, difficult to get close to. Lincoln, on the other hand, was homespun, folksy, raised in poverty, and possessed a dry sense of humor. Despite their differences, they are considered America's two greatest presidents. Both were God-fearing, devoted to their country, and were models of integrity and honesty. Now, another common commodity between the two were their string of failures. Before achieving success, they both failed so much. You know, we always talk about, man, I'm scared I'm going to fail. I'm so scared if I try that, it's not going to work. Every time you hear people say, every time I try to set a goal, something happens and I fail. Yep. And every time I try to set an objective or raise some money, some bill comes up or something comes up and I can't do it. Woe is me. Woe, woe, woe to the woe, woe, woe. Every time I do something, nothing works. And before you know it, you're in a depression. Then you're taking the pills for your depression. Then you're drinking for your depression. Then you're snorting cocaine for your depression. And then you're really failing now because you really failed all the way. That's what I'm talking. It's okay to fail. It's okay to fail, but how many times will you keep getting up?
Right.
You can respond to that, Virginia.
Absolutely. I tell you, the thing is that depression is real, and it has nothing to do with you as an individual. Depression is a chemical imbalance, and sometimes it runs in the family, and you have to accept that. But you also need to do what the doctor tells you to do, which is take your medication. You can't run from
right.
it. You need to accept it, deal with it, because God, my belief is God created these physicians to come up with the scientists to disperse these medications. Now, yeah, there may be some that's just out for the money, okay. But you know what? I believe that if you pray over your medication before you take it, just like if you pray over your food, it's blessed. And it will do its job accordingly. And so once you do that, you're cool.
But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Regina. You know what? I'm going to call you. I've got your numbers. It's the 8529 number, correct? Is that the 8529 number?
No, the 0397.
Oh, I'm glad I said something. Okay, listen. Here's what I want to say. I want you to, before I close out, I want you to give me some final words or final thoughts. And then I'm going to call you after I'm done with the show, and we're going to talk a little more. Give me your final thoughts before we close out.
I just say trust in God day by day, and that's it. You got to draw near to God day
Absolutely
by day.
Absolutely right. You listen to Amen, Regina. Thank you very much. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all around the country, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to thank you, sir, for being here today. And, Regina, I want to thank you for being on the show with me today. God bless everybody, and we will tune in next Tuesday. Blog Talk Radio, everybody on Facebook. Thank you, everybody on Facebook, and God bless you all.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, you struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.